Hello, my name is Arik Cohen, and I'm a lead principal program manager on the Windows Store team, and I'd like to discuss how you can take your LOB apps and deploy them within your enterprise. We'll talk through the options that you have for getting your app to your users and the implication of those options to both you as the developer, the IT admins in the enterprise, and your users. Let's get started by looking at the main decision you have to make around deploying your app to business users. That decision is, how do you want to deploy it? Do you want to submit it to the Windows Store, have it certified by Windows and installed and updated by end users? Or do you want to do IT direct distribution, in which case you're going to have it certified by the corporation, by the enterprise that's going to be doing the distribution, and then it's going to get installed and updated via an IT supplied process? Let's dive a little bit deeper around each of these options. Starting out with the Windows Store. It's important to realize that all of the LOB apps that you submit to the Windows Store are certified by Windows. So we do validation of the ISV, of you as the developer. We do technical certification to make sure that the app meets the technical requirements for Windows. This is done by running things through the Windows App Certification Kit. We also do content certification, where we make sure that the app runs as expected, has all of the content that is expected, and meets the business requirements and the certification requirements of the apps in the Windows Store. The apps are managed by the user, so installation is done by the user. They either click on a link that was given to them that takes them to the appropriate place in the store, or they go navigate in the Windows Store themselves and find that app, download it, and it's available to them on multiple PCs, similar to all apps from the Windows Store. They get to do rating and review, and they also get to manage the updates and when updates get taken place. Payment and authorization. A Windows Store app will commonly be used by you when you're selling to multiple enterprises or multiple corporations. And then the payment and authorization is done directly with you, the ISV. Likely you will have a secondary authentication into your app that actually uniquely identifies which enterprise, which customer is using that app. This is commonly seen for a variety of CRM-based applications. And then you can either list the application for free, in which case the corporation will get an account with you and do the billing directly with you. And you can use the Windows Store Receipts APIs to provide seat-based licensing and volume-based information. You will have information about installations, both on a per-user and a per-machine basis. It's important to realize that from a corporate user perspective, if you list your app for sale in the Windows Store, every corporate user is going to have to buy that app separately. So they're going to have to use their payment instrument, their own credit cards or local payment instruments, and make those purchases themselves. So now let's take a look at how deploying your LOB app via the Windows Store, how it would look to your users. Here I've got the Windows Store up, and I can go navigate through all the categories that are available. If I go over here to the business category, I can take a look at all the apps inside there. Let's go look at this insurance claim adjuster app by OnBase. And this is an app that is free in the Windows Store, comes with a bunch of demo data and allows you to kind of get a feel for the app. And then it allows you to connect to your corporate resources in order to access the insurance claims that your people need to work on. So I'm installing it. I'm now going to launch that app. That app, you'll notice, has a bunch of demo data in here. I can go take a look at in-progress claims, take a look at the auto accident claims, really kind of allow business users to get comfortable with your app and what your app can do. Then they can go in here in the settings. You'll notice that the connection settings is currently using demo data. They can turn that off and then authenticate with the corporate credentials that you provided them to hook up to their enterprise server. You can, at that point, use the Windows Store Receipt APIs to keep track of how many users have activated for any one of these particular servers. You do that work, then you can handle all of kind of the payment and authorization directly. But from a user perspective, they get the app from the Windows Store, they update the app from the Windows Store, and they treat it like any other app that they've acquired from the Windows Store. Let's take a look at the second option of IT direct distribution. In this case, the app is not one that you want to have available on the broad Windows Store, and you want it available only within a particular enterprise. In this case, it's important that the certification of the app has to happen by the enterprise. So technical certification, we recommend using the Windows App Certification Kit, doing exactly the same pieces that is done by the Windows Store. But the content certification and declaring whether it is appropriate and useful for the particular corporation is something that needs to be managed locally. They also need to validate that you are who you say you are as a developer that is giving them those bits. These are pieces that are normally provided by the Windows Store and by Microsoft in certification on the Windows Store. The apps are managed by the enterprise, so they can be installed and updated by IT-based processes, whether that's in the runtime or in the initial image configuration. And they can only be run on enterprise sideloading enabled machines. What does that mean? It means that those machines need to be pre-configured by the enterprise. They're available for both IT-controlled and personally controlled PCs, and they can be manually configured or done via management software. Let's dive in a little bit what you as an app developer needs to do to prepare for IT Direct Distribution. You're going to need to sign with a trusted certificate. So what this means is that the app, when you're done with it, you need to sign that app. That app needs to be signed with something, with a certificate that is trusted on all machines that will deploy that app. We recommend that you go with a certificate that is provided by one of the major certificate authorities, in which case the vast majority of Windows machines will not need to have any additional certificates deployed upon them in order to deploy your app. Also, the publisher name in the certificates must match the publisher name in the app. If those don't match, the app will not successfully deploy. You then need to run the Windows App Certification Kit. It validates the technical compliance of your app, and we expect that pretty much every IT department is going to ask to see the validation of that result set. They're going to want to see that it ran. And you're going to want to make sure that you're using the app's capabilities correctly. There's a set of four capabilities that are of particular concern to IT departments and for the security and confidence of our enterprise users. If you take a look at them, they're access to the local network in the enterprise, the local intranet, the private network client and server, the documents library, enterprise authentication, which gives the app access to the credentials for a user that's logging in with their enterprise credentials, as well as installing user certificates. We recommend that you look very closely at these capabilities and understand whether you really need them before you make the decision to include them in your app. Enterprises will scrutinize these apps with a closer view onto the security of their users' data. For example, we see that a lot of people ask for the documents library when they're just looking to open or save a file. That's not something that you need unless you need access to be able to enumerate over all of the files in the user's document library without the user selecting and making those choices. Otherwise, take a look at some of the great videos on how to use the pickers in order to get started with that. Now let's take a look at what the IT administrator needs to do to prepare those machines for direct distribution. They need to set a group policy that says install all trusted app. This allows the installation of your LOB app. Again, that app still must be signed to a certificate that changed to a trusted publisher. So just having the app signed or just having the group policy is not enough. You need both in order for that to get in. The app signing certificates need to be trusted. So if the enterprise is not using a certificate authority that Windows automatically trusts, then they're going to need to deploy their own custom certificate into the trusted publishers, into all of the machines that want to be done. Again, these apps can only be run on enterprise sideloaded enabled devices. What does it take to make something enabled for enterprise sideloading? Well, the machine must be enabled. If you're running Windows 8 Enterprise or Server Edition and your domain join, you're good to go. Just set the group policy, get the certs there, and the apps can get deployed. You can also deploy on Windows 8 Professional, Windows RT, and non-domain joined Enterprise Edition by activating a secondary product key. That secondary product key is available for a volume license purchase and is available with your volume license subscriptions from Microsoft. So now, as an IT admin, you've decided that you're going to deploy and direct distribute this app. Now you have to make a decision of how you would like to deploy that app. You can deploy it as part of your Windows 8 base image. Then it's installed for every user at new user creation. And it's installed via the standard OPK. So you can use the DISM tools and the tools that you use for creating your base image for desktop apps and use them for one of these Windows Store LOB apps as well. You can also do it at runtime. This would be the case if you're using a management tool or in a case where you wanted, for example, a startup script or a login script, or you have a script that the user actually runs at the time that they would like to install the app. In that case, it's installed on a per-user basis, and it's installed normally using PowerShell commandlets or management tools. If we take a look at the PowerShell commandlets that are available to you, there's get appx package, which lets you query the system to find out what are the packages that are installed and whether what the version number is of those. You can do a remove appx package when you want to remove the app from the user's machine, or you can do add appx package. Let's take a look at how simple it is for us to go and add a package at runtime. If at runtime you want to add your app into the system, it's as easy as this. So you can do add appx package. Then I'm going into my approvals app, grab the appx, and go. Deployment operation has succeeded. Now if I go take a look, it has automatically been added at the end of the apps. When I launch that app, this is a expense approval app and actually shows you how kind of a new front end on top of standard SAP data that you're all used to. So for example, I can go in here, take a look at the expense details and decide whether or not to approve or reject those apps. Why is this interesting? You'll also notice that the app has a live tile, which tells me what is the pending purchase orders and approvals that I need to do. Now that you saw how easy it is to deploy your app via IT Direct Distribution using kind of PowerShell, let's do a quick recap of the options that you have for distributing your LOB app. The first option is via the Windows Store. In this case, the app is certified by Windows. It's an easy way for you as a developer to get your app available to all corporate users worldwide and to use the existing functionality and existing mechanisms that they have for installing and updating those apps. Second option, IT Direct Distribution, in which case your IT admins are going to be responsible for deploying and updating those apps, and they're going to be responsible for certifying that that app is something that they're comfortable with running inside the corporation. In that case, you're going to need to build it, get it signed appropriately, and you're going to need to make sure that, to work with the IT department to enable all the machines for enterprise side loading. I hope that this video has given you the information to understand how to take your app and make it available to business customers worldwide on Windows 8.